In self-esteem, there are a lot of things to avoid in order to build it. And one thing you have to avoid is what we've come to call PTH. It's a little set of initials I use in my communities. And PTH is the propensity to help. It means that you create help more than you need to. There's a story about a Boy Scout seeing a woman on a street corner, and he rushes over to escort her across the street, which all good scouts were supposed to do. And she said, "Please leave me alone." And he said, "Believe me, I can help you. Let me help you." And she said, "How can you possibly help me? Wait for my limo." So the propensity to help is our feeling that to justify ourselves, we have to reach out to other people, irrespective of whether they need the help or not. A lot of you in coaching will find that someone asks you a question such as, "What time is it?" And you go on to ask them why they're so interested in the time. It's unnecessary. Just tell them it's 2 o'clock. Connected to a propensity to help is a propensity to please. And this is an advanced form of the disease. The propensity to please is that not only do we want to help people, but we want them to like us. And this is the insane kind of phenomenon you see on Facebook, where they actually have categories so you can be liked. In fact, there are people on Facebook as needy as the sun is bright who will actually post that they need for you to aggressively, assertively, and proactively print something to show them that you've read their entire post. So they want to know that they've pleased you. They need to know that they've pleased you. They need the audience to be standing up and stamping their feet and yelling. I spoke to a speaker once after her session. She had ended 15 minutes early, which is no crime. And she said to me, "How do you think I did?" And I said, "You were fine." And she began crying. And I said, "Why are you crying?" I said, "You were fine." She said, "Fine isn't good enough. I have to be great." That's quite a burden. So the propensity to help is really so that you feel you're doing everything possible for another person, even though they might not require it. And the propensity to please is to try to guarantee that they like you. It's Sally Field at the Oscars saying, "Oh, you really like me." Who cares? Who cares what surveys say? Who cares what a review says? Who cares what somebody on Amazon says about your book or someone who unsubscribes to your newsletter? It doesn't matter. It only matters from people whom you really respect, that small coterie of people from whom you really want honest feedback and who will tell you the truth. So if you want to build your self-esteem and if you want to build your self-worth, stop trying to help people who don't want the help. One of the tenets of coaching is you can't help people who don't want to be helped. And stop trying to show that you've pleased people. Do a good job for yourself and then move on.